Through the facilities of KNBC in San Francisco, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting another Stan Kenton concert in miniature, music in the modern idiom. Direct from Sweet's Ballroom in Oakland, California, we bring you Stan Kenton's conception of contemporary American jazz. We're sure you'll enjoy the vitality and imaginative quality of Stan Kenton. And now here is modern America's man of music, your conductor, Stan Kenton.
That's very decent of you people here to bring this beginning of this program on so formally, because it makes us feel that we're important and we want to produce something important this evening in this concert in miniature. So, gentlemen, let's play some music here, and for once I'm going to give you the right beat on this. A few short solos and a little ensemble work. Mostly the responsibility is yours, Stan Levy. So here's the beat. Here's called Swing House.
Gillespie explained.
explained earlier at the beginning of the program, we're doing a one-nighter here at the Suites Ballroom in Oakland. We've played here many times when the orchestra was young, and throughout the period of years that we've been together, we've always made it back here once or twice a year, and this looks like it's going to be our last visit for the Pacific Coast for about a year, so we hope that we play a lot of music this evening to a lot of people. I don't know which is the most important, the music or the people, but they must go together. Five saxophones here. Easily the first thing that was ever written for the orchestra. Back in about, I sometimes kid and say 1907, but it really wasn't that far back. It was only about 1941. Two altos, two tenors, and a baritone. Vinnie Dean, Lee Konitz, Richie Kamuka, Bill Holman, and Henry Levy here playing this thing that's so important in the standard library of the Artistry and Rhythm book. Here is Opus and Pastels. Bags, if out of all of the music we play, if I said to you, what is it we play in the key of E flat minor? Let's see, is that nine flats or is that six? And you'd know pretty much if it started on an E flat minor six chord. What tempo would you start it? Give me a suggestion.
Oh, probably in B flat.
Let's hear it. It's funny. Try to. Yes, very good. I'd say that's fine. Levy's in. Sal, do you know what we're playing? Here is minor riff. Thank you. Thank you, Buddy Childers, for the trumpet jazz. That is the open horn that Richie Kamuka played. And, of course, at the end there was Connie Condoli and the harmon mute. Say, Lee Konitz, would you step up here a moment? You know, you and I discussed this a little bit, but we're not quite sure of what's going to take place. We'd like to offer you at the moment the microphone, of course, which means the facilities of NBC, the orchestra, the bandstand here, and explain just exactly what you're going to do and tell us.
Thank you. We'd like to borrow the rhythm section for three choruses of All the Things You Are.
Well, just what would you like us to do now? In what key?
In the key of A-flat.
Key of concert. A-flat? Concert? We'll all play in concert.
Here's the tempo.
The tempo?
Beat it in two. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, Lee, when you feel it, start blowing. Here's some free form of Konitz on All the Things You Are. For some time been not performing this number, and we'd like to play it this evening. This is something that I guess because there is no consciousness with anyone that walks around in his sleep, we can't say this is how it feels to walk around in your sleep, but we can say that to watch someone walk around in his sleep might make you feel these things in musical sounds. Once more this evening, something out of the Progressive Jazz Library. Here's a thing called somnambulism. Bags and George Roberts.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, we have played a great deal a thing called Jump for Joe, and we thought it might be wise to put it on this evening's program for one important reason, and that's about presenting the trumpet here and the guy Ernie Royal. Give him a chance to be heard here on the first concert in miniature. About a minute and a half after we begin with this particular composition, it actually won't be Jump for Joe anymore. It'll be Jump for Ernie. So, gentlemen, the introduction on Jump for Joe.
Thank you. jumped the Joe with the trumpet of Ernie Royal. You finally heard some tenor saxophone of Richard Buca, and also the trombone of Frank Rossellino, and of course supported by the we'll say the general cast of musical characters here, the rhythm section, Don Bagley bass, and Sal Salvador guitar, and Stan Levy drums. Speaking of Stan Levy at the drums, let's play this 1953 version of Artistry and Rhythm. Tell you how wonderful it was for you guys to come over from San Francisco to help us with this concert miniature this evening, and I've said about all I'm going to say. If you care to get some off your chest, please go ahead.
Well, it's certainly been a treat for us to be in on this concert, Stan. Wonderful to have you here. We only wish that we could look forward to your coming back much sooner than you say you'll be here. NBC has brought you another Stan Kenton concert in miniature. Kenton's refreshingly original conception and interpretation of modern American jazz. Our broadcast tonight came to you direct from the Suites Ballroom in Oakland, California, through the facilities of KNBC in San Francisco. Join us again next week at the same time for another Stan Kenton Concert in Miniature, featuring Stan Kenton, the pioneer and unchallenged leader in the brilliant idiom of modern jazz. Truly American, man of the This is Joe Gillespie speaking. Broadcasting company.